Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا الله
About green. Now add little three-leafed weeds, little men with pots of gold, and something called a Blarney Stone. That's what they call St. Patrick's Day. The man whom this day is named after was born with the name Maun Sukhet. He was born a pagan. Raised in England, he was stolen by pirates when he was a teenager, and taken to Ireland as a slave. The country of Ireland was at this time almost entirely pagan, where the Celtic religion was prevailing. People call the Celtic Stonehenge a wonder of the world, but it may really only be another pagan temple to some god or the other. After Maun escaped from Irish slavery and got back to England, he studied Christianity in France and became a priest, or rather a monk. He took the name, when translated into English, Patrick. He remembered the pagan Celts in Ireland, and felt inspired to return there to spread the message of Christianity. After another more educated bishop moved from Ireland to Scotland, Patrick was sent to Ireland to replace him in preaching Christianity. He was very successful in winning converts. He used a certain three-leafed weed, the shamrock, to demonstrate the Christian belief in a three-in-one God. He died on March 17, CE 461. Ever since then, that day has been called St. Patrick's Day. Moreover, since that day, the shamrock has been worn by people to stand for God being three, in one. But all he did, really, was teach the Celts another form of shirk, worship in others beside Allah. The Christians had become used to twisting their religion around to please the pagans they met with. That's why they took the three-god concept, from the pagan Romans. They forgot the message of their prophet, Jesus, who told them to pray to Allah alone. You can be sure that these strange symbols are borrowed from pagans. For example, when St. Patrick's Day comes along, you see green clothing and leprechauns with pots of gold. Where do these things come from? The leprechaun, the one with the pot of gold, is entirely from legend. Apparently, these guys always have some gold hidden somewhere, and the Irish legend says that you can get him to show you his gold if you beat him up. That's not very nice. Of course, leprechauns certainly don't have anything to do with reality. Maybe you've heard of the Blarney Stone. There is a castle in Ireland, in a place called Blarney, which has on its wall in a strange place a stone. The stories say a witch put a spell on the stone. The people who travel there to kiss it hope to be able to talk in a way which will get them out of problems. In fact, it means that kissing the stone will make you a good liar. Alhamdulillah. As Muslims, we know that lying is haram, and that there is no benefit to lying. If you want help out of a problem, there is none other than Allah, the Lord of all, who can help you. Allah is one, without any partner, and Allah is far beyond being compared to a weed. So, on his death, he left the pagans still worshipping others besides Allah. Moreover, the day of his death became a religious holiday. Now people wear the weed on their clothes to show that they believe that God is three in one, and Muslims, living in the West, wear green on St. Patrick's Day and decorate with shamrocks? No way. Question: can we as Muslims celebrate or allow our children to join in the St. Patrick's Day celebrations? Answer: no. This is definitely a non-Muslim, Christian-related celebration. 1. The potato crop was traditionally planted in Ireland after March 17. 2. Blue, not green, is the color originally associated with St. Patrick. St. Patrick's blue is used on Ireland's presidential standard or flag, while the Irish Guard sport a plume of St. Patrick's blue in their bearskins. The emphasis on green is thought to be linked to wearing the green, a symbol from the 18th century on, of sympathy with Irish independence. 3. St. Patrick is patron of fishermen in the Loire, where a legend associates him with the blackthorn bush. The saint is said to have slept beneath it, and when he awoke the next day, Christmas, the bush flowered, and was said to have continued to do so every Christmas until its destruction during the First World War. 4. A regiment of the Mexican Army in the 1846-8 war between Mexico and America was named after St. Patrick. Members of the Battalion de San Patricio included Afro-Americans freshly liberated from the slave plantations of the South, and the soldiers were granted Mexican citizenship afterwards. 5. The first St. Patrick's Day parade took place in 1737 in Boston, followed in 1762 by New York. George Washington allowed his soldiers a holiday on March 17, 1780 as an act of solidarity with the Irish in their fight for independence. 6. Until the 1970s, all pubs were shut in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day, and the sole venue selling drink the annual dog show. Lenten fasting, and the obligation to abstain from meat, were lifted on the day, which most families would begin with Mass. 7. St. Patrick's Day is a public holiday in Ireland and also in Munster at the Emerald Isle of the Caribbean, so called because it was settled in 1633 by Irish migrants from St. Kitts. 8. According to legend, on the Day of Judgment, while Christ judges all other nations, St. Patrick will be the judge of the Irish. 9. Since 1962, tons of green dye are tipped on St. Patrick's Day into the Chicago River, although the quantity has reduced, for environmental reasons, from 100 to 40.